And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Hill of Hope, was written by Mildred Vermont and is one program in this Eternal Light series dedicated to the ideals which govern the relationships between man and man.
Will to heal, to lighten pain, to serve the mortal frame in which the spirit of man is locked from birth, is a curious force. Beyond faith or geography, beyond the labels that men devise to stratify their own small worlds, it drives, it compels, welding man to man in crisis, the healer and the healed. It erases the color of a man's skin, the name and nature of his God. It sends certain men in every generation to far corners of the earth in quest of service, into wasteland and jungle on missions of human mercy, in the name of men and women and children, not their own. Chaim Sheba is one of these in our own time.
I was the nurse who went with him to Tel HaShomer that first day. Somebody had told us there was an abandoned British barracks on the hill, and we rode out to see it, he and I and a surveyor from Jerusalem. All of us young, the nation of Israel, still a dream of the diaspora, but Chaim Sheba already there, already building the dream. Medicine in the Holy Land in those days wasn't the organized, skilled network of government hospitals we know today. A pioneer did what he could with his own hands, whether he was a tiller of the soil or a healer of men.
If you'll forgive me, Dr. Sheba, I'm only a layman, of course, but this is hardly the place to found a hospital. When the Royal Air Force cleared out of here, they left these buildings to rot in the rain and sun. Well, you see the condition they're in.
I see 70 Quonset huts built on a hill, they form a horseshoe. Perhaps that is a good omen.
You know what happens to the floor of a Quonset hut in the middle of a sandstorm. You know how it feels under a corrugated roof in the desert at high noon.
The important thing, my friend, is that there is a roof and there is a floor. What do you say, nurse? Will we make a hospital?
Dr. Sheba, I don't know what to say. I have as much faith as anybody else. But what is there here to take hold of? Windows out? Doors
broken? Doctor, if you could wait a year or two at the most, the whole country is moving toward a great new beginning. You could have a modern building, the best equipment, anything you want.
I can wait, but there are those who cannot. Look across the hill, beyond Tel HaShomer. The Arab settlement there. You know it? There are children in that village who are born with trachoma. There are mothers who will not live to see their sons come to manhood. It is those people you are asking to wait.
They've been living like that for 1,000 years and longer. And they're the enemies of your people, Doctor, if I may be blunt.
What is an enemy? A human being. If you cut him, he bleeds. If you heal him, he grows strong. Perhaps along the way he learned something, too. And who knows if he is still an enemy.
Will you help us?
Apparently I have no choice. You need a great deal of help, Dr. Sheba. Machines, human hands, the wherewithal to begin.
But we have already begun, my friend. There are three of us.
They say an institution is the lengthened shadow of one man. To us, the young nurses and doctors who poured to his side in those early years, before the war, during the war, after the victory, Tel HaShomer was Chaim Sheba. What he asked any of us to do, he did first, with his own hands. Build? Yes, that is important. Fight? Yes, because this nation must come to birth in travail. But serve, meanwhile. Give, meanwhile. Reach out every day of your life, wherever there is pain and need and disease and bewilderment of heart. The sick came to our doors, humbly, hesitantly, and with growing trust. The old, the frightened, the curious, the lost, Christian, Jew, outside strangers, somehow he found room for them, although there was no room. Somehow he found time for them, time to talk, to learn their names, and to remember each of them by name, to teach an Arab woman how to safeguard her infant's food, to comfort an old man in bereavement, to bring a newborn child into his father's arms for the first time.